review on Ocean FM Sport.
Well, okay, it's a slim possibility, but there is still a possibility that Sligo Rovers could finish fourth in the SSE Airtricity League Premier Division, and with the potentially secure a Europa League place next season. Last night's 2-1 win against Cork City gave them hope. Waterford, though, leapfrogged them today after their 1-0 win at home to Dundalk. The scores for Rovers last night: Junior with just his second goal, lovely volleyed finish. Dylan McGlade equalised for Cork before Ronan Coughlin, with a cheeky penalty kick, I think it's fair to say, won the game for Rovers in the second half. Let's hear from the Rovers manager, Liam Buckley. He gave this reaction to reporters after the full-time whistle.
There's loads of room for improvement with our group here. We struggled at times in the second half for 10 or 15 minutes, but overall, listen, they've worked extremely hard for our result. That said, I'm disappointed for Cork, but it's a great 3 points from where we're at, because it just shows us up into the 22 mark. And with a game to go, it'll ask the question of the other teams in relation to getting toward the fourth spot, you know, kind of way. I know we've left it late, but look, it's been a surprising league this season. There's been results all over the place going left, right and centre, so we just got to stick at it now, and hopefully we can get results against them, Doc, and just ask the question.
And the game itself, it could have gone a different way if they had converted that first half penalty.
Yes, scoring first in a lot of these games, it is important. That said, it was a good save from Ed. He does that in training quite a bit, and I'm not surprised that he saved it, but I'm delighted that he did, because we scored 5 minutes later, I think it was, you know, 5 or 10 minutes later, which turned the whole dimension of the game, you know, quite dynamic of the game. So, as I say, we're relieved, happy that we've picked up the 3 points, because, as I say, the optics on it, where we were, where the last few weeks have gone, we've thrown away a few points that, you know, once we shouldn't have, but we didn't play well enough matches. But at least tonight we took the result, and we've got to take that to Derry now.
Overall, I think Ed had a superb game, so it's probably typical. The one thing he was beaten by was a free kick that I don't think anyone was expecting.
Yeah, I think it's somebody trying to cross the line, he lost the side of it or whatever, but he's had a good game in terms. He pulled off another save at the end, which is important, and obviously the penalty save was critical. So, with two games to go, you know, we've got a semi-final hanging if you win your quarter-final, and you've got Dundalk. I don't know what way that game's going to go. 20, somebody's going to get Europe in around that 26 mark, 25 mark, 24 mark. It'll be somewhere in around that, because, you know, there's a lot of tough games coming up, you know, kind of way. So all we can do is ask the question now at this stage, which I said we've done. So we'll see how it goes now next week and see if we can get something out of Derry.
And there's a chance against Dundalk too, because they've got the Foster County Europa League.
We've got them 3-1 here. Yeah. So, you know, with your respect, if we can finish off on 25 points, bear in mind where we're at the start of the restart, should I say, it's not a bad return. That said, some of the games we can look back on and be disappointed on, but overall, listen, we got to just look optimistic and look forward to where we're going. We can beat Derry next week, throw the semi-final in after them, though, so let's see what happens from there.
There's obviously still two more games to go, but our last home game of the season. Have you spoke to the board at all about next season, about what's going on, or does that come into your mind at all yet?
From where I'm at here, all I'm looking at here is just if we can get this over the line in relation to where we're at here. Getting it over the line means get to the final. And equally, if we can finish on 25 points, that'll be our ambition now from now to the end of the season. So I was watching Derry yesterday. They're decent, they've picked up a couple of results and whatever, they've got some good players in the group. It'll be a tough match. We've played Derry twice, we've bet them twice, have we, this season?
Yeah.
There hasn't been a lot in the games. That said, we'll be looking at if we could somehow pull a result out of that, keep our season going for another couple of weeks, and, you know, we have a semi-final, and that can happen from there. I've been there before, but first things first, we've got to try and address Derry, and if we can, certainly give us another fillip going into another lift going into the Dundalk game, and who knows what way the season could finish, but we have to play better, and we have to be 100% on it to give ourselves a chance.
So in an ideal world, we win the cup, and then you talk to the board the next day. That's how it works.
Yeah, we have a new budget, new signings and whatever. Obviously there's a couple of discussions going on with bits and pieces, some of the players Niall was mentioned the other day and whatever. So we're trying to plan ahead as well. It's difficult with this COVID and all that sort of stuff, you know. But first things first, just address what's on the pitch for us, and if we can get something out of that, that'd be it, you know.
And very timely, of course, to have not one but two of your strikers back in goal scoring form.
Yeah, I'm delighted for Tuam. I think they both scored. That said, we need to create more chances to our general play, and that's how we'll get better. That's the trick to this. We just need to get our general play better in relation to patterns of play and how we're actually doing it. I know I've been saying this quite a bit this season, but it's been up and down between COVID and injuries. We're missing a few again tonight. That unfortunately, the likes of Kyle McFadden had a slight calf strain, and Derek Colley and one or two others that pulled in this week were out. We've got one or two there on the bench that are sort of half fit, as such, you know, nearly there. The likes of Alex and whatever. That said, listen, we've got a job done tonight. We've won. That's the most important.
And I think, you know, he doesn't lack any confidence when it comes to a penalty, but I'd say those run-ups of Ronan Coughlin, the heart is being in the mouth all the same.
Yeah, listen, in fairness to him, you know, he's on the corners, or certainly on the penalties. He practices them and does well. He's another great penalty today, a pressure penalty. You know, because a one-off, it's still in the mix. But just a late score.
How is Ryan DeFries went off at half time? Is he still struggling from the knock he picked up?
A bit of an 18 going on there, so I think he'll be okay for next weekend, but hopefully he'll be pain free as such.
So, you mentioned you felt a bit sorry for Cork maybe?
I'm sorry to see them in this position they're in another kind of way, not for to do it tonight, you know, because they're a top club as such, you know, the kind of way, and watching them a few years back, they won the double, they won stuff and all that. It's just disappointing to see them in this situation, you know, the kind of way, but from our end of it, we had our own agenda here this evening, and that was to try and get 3 points and ask the question against the block.
Liam Buckley speaking to reporters at the showgrounds last night, wearing the face coverings, of course. If things sound a little bit muffled, you'll understand why. So this is the league table as it stands right now in terms of the race for Europe. Shamrock Rovers are champions, and they're champions because Bohemians were beaten 2-0 at home to Finn Harps last night at Dalyman Park. More on that in just a tick. Shamrock Rovers on 38 points. They still have 4 games to play, but nobody can catch them. Second are Bohemians on 34 points after 17 games. Bows have only one more game to play, so the best they can do is 37. Dundalk are third despite losing today on 25 with 2 games to go. They've played 16. Waterford have jumped above Sligo Rovers in the last hour. They've moved on to 24 points after their 1-0 win against Dundalk. They're on 24 points with 1 game to play. Rovers are 5th on 22 points with 1 game to play. Rovers are away to Dundalk this day fortnight. Waterford are away to Finn Harps this day fortnight. So that's the situation for the final 2 games. But that's not all that can happen here. Derry City are on 19 points. They're 3 points behind Sligo Rovers on 19 in 6th place. And St Patrick's Athletic, who are 7th, aren't out of it yet because they're on 19 points as well. And they have games in hand, substantial games in hand, on all the teams above them. They have only played 14 matches. So conceivably, if they were to gather 12 points, they have a maximum 31 to collect. So they're not out of the reckoning for the 4th place in the league table. Why are we placing such emphasis on 4th place in the SSE, or Tri-City League Premier Division table? Well, for Europe, the winners of the league will qualify for the qualifying rounds of the Champions League. 2nd and 3rd will get Europa League places in the SSE, or Tri-City League Premier Division. And there's also another domestic Europa League place for the FAI Cup winners. Now, given that many of the clubs above Sligo Rovers are still in the cup, if one of them was to win the FAI Cup, then whoever finishes 4th in the table would also get a Europa League place. So that's the value, the potential value, of finishing 4th in the SSE Premier Division season. The other way, of course, for Sligo Rovers to qualify for Europe is to go and win the cup, and that starts next Sunday afternoon against Derry City at the showgrounds, kickoff at 4 p.m. It's a game you'll hear live here on Ocean FM Sport on Sunday. At the bottom, Cork City are on 10 points with 1 game to play, and they are 4 points behind 2nd from bottom Finn Harps. So Cork, their loss last night coupled with Finn Harps 2-0 win in Dublin means that the Rebel Men are relegated automatically to First Division football this season. They were champions just three seasons ago, remember? That's quite a fall. Finn Harps are 9 matches unbeaten, and they won for the first time in 21 years last night at Dalyman Park with that 2-0 win against Bohemians, which also handed Shamrock Rovers the league title. 2 goals for Mark Russell. Raf Crataro came on as a sub. He's been speaking to the Rovers Review about what that result means for the Harps.
Yeah, I think it's a win that's been coming for a while, Austin. We were just talking, obviously, before the game and after the game. We're 9 games unbeaten now, you know, so the last game, actually, we lost was to Rovers at home in the Showground, so that's 7-8 weeks ago, and like I said, I think it's been one of them ones where we've been, you know, knocking on the door, where we've just been maybe drawing a few games there along the line, obviously Derry and a couple of others along the way. And I think last night, the performance from everyone, you know, all across the board, you can't kind of single anybody out for praise in that sense. Just everybody was top notch from 1 to 18, you know.
How aware were you guys that the result was having a profound effect both on the top and the bottom of the table? It meant Cork City are automatically relegated and Shamrock Rovers are champions.
Yeah, I think, obviously, we knew Rovers had an early kick-off, you know, so as we were kind of getting ready and going in for the game, we'd seen that that Rovers, you know, had gone 1-0 up. You know, obviously that was good for us, and obviously on the other side of things, then we knew obviously that if we won the game last night, that, you know, it was going to probably make Shamrock Rovers the champions as well. So, you know, we were a little bit of aware of it going into it, but I don't think we were, you know, thinking about it a whole lot. I think we were more focused on the performance that we needed to get out of all of us, you know, in terms to win the game, and, you know, obviously we got that in abundance last night.
Ollie Horgan has always made the point that it's going to be a big ask for Harps to survive in the top division, but what is it about this collection of players? There seems to be real grit in there. When their backs are to the wall, they are able to produce results like this.
Yeah, I think it's just typical Ollie. You know, Ollie will have us all at it, you know, and if you're not, look, you'll be pulled off, and that's just the way it is. But no, look, I think you go back to Waterford as well. When we beat Waterford down there 3-2, we went 1-0 down, you know, we brought it back to 1-1, we went 2-1 down, brought it back to 2-2, and got a late winner. So I think there we kind of knew that the character was within the team, that we could, you know, we could produce results like that. Obviously last night was another one that we did as well, so, you know, we know we're capable of pulling results like that. Obviously if we can get it on a more regular basis, it'll be fantastic. And we have three games, should I say, left now to try and produce or replicate that kind of performance last night.
Yeah, and those three games are at home in the league. You've got 2 matches in hand on Shelburne, who are 5 points ahead of you. Are you guys targeting now maybe to try and climb out of the playoff relegation spot as well as the automatic one?
Well, look, we're taking one game at a time, you know. Obviously, we're not going to get above ourselves and think, you know, just because we've beaten Bowes that we've landed or anything like that. And Ollie won't let that happen, obviously, as well. But look, obviously, what I suppose you have to be aiming to try and up that, you know, that might catch the likes of Shells, you know, and get, yeah, out of the playoff spot, and obviously stay in the Premier Division. That's the aim.
Well, there still is so much to play for Finn Harps beyond the league. Of course, you've got an FAI Cup quarter final to look forward to.
Yeah, a nice tasty one against Shamrock Rovers. You know, obviously a home tie been the one, you know. You know, Shamrock Rovers, they're a fantastic team. They've been quality all year. You know, they've some quality players. But look, we're going to give it a good bash. You know, and obviously the home advantage for us is a big one.
And I'm sure you're keeping a half eye on the Sligo Rovers results as well. They could do with some of the Harps' consistency of recent weeks. Lost to Shells last weekend, but then go and beat Cork last night. Mathematically, it's a long shot, but it's still possible they could finish fourth and a possible European finish, albeit one game to go.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously the early form, obviously when we came back from COVID was fantastic. You know, I just think maybe obviously over the last maybe 1 or 2 weeks, you know, the results probably haven't did them justice. You know, they're a fantastic team, you know, some fantastic players. So, yeah, I'll be keeping an eye on it and hopefully, you know, you wouldn't know we could be talking about a Sligo Rovers Finn Harps semi-final, please God.
Wouldn't that be something? Raf Cutaro on Harps 2, Bohemians 0 last night at Dalymun Park. Harps have 3 home games remaining in the league, showing you how topsy-turvy the league scheduling has been in this COVID season. 3 remaining games, so it's still possible for them to play themselves out of the relegation playoff spot, never mind that they're safe from being automatically relegated already. Harps are currently 5 points behind Shelburne, and they have 2 games in hand on Shells, who are in 8th place, just above them. Here is the schedule of matches then for the FAI Cup quarter-finals. The first of them takes place next Saturday. Athlone Town at home to Shelburne in Athlone Town Stadium at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then next Sunday afternoon, Sligo Rovers, who have won 5 of their 6 home matches since the COVID restart, they host Derry City at the Showgrounds next Sunday at 4 p.m. and the remaining 2 quarterfinals won't be played until mid-November, the 14th of November to be exact. Finn Harps at home to Shamrock Rovers at Finn Park Odd at 5 p.m. on the 14th. And the same evening, it's Bohemians at home to Dundalk at Dalymun Park at 7:30. In the event that a club is involved in any promotion relegation playoff, the cup quarterfinal fixture would, of course, be rescheduled. So that could have a bearing for clubs like Finn Harps and Shelburne. Next to Sligo Rovers midfielder Niall Morahan, arguably one of the club's most consistent performers this season. This week he signed a new contract extension which will keep him at the Showgrounds until the end of the 2021 season.
Yeah, for sure, it was an easy signature. I'm really happy here at the moment, getting plenty of football, so yeah, easy signature for sure.
I think, and I know you're a modest guy, but I think if most Sligo Rovers fans were naming their starting 11 for a league match right now, your name would be close, if not at the top of the list, the way you've played this season.
I don't know about that, to be honest. I think, yeah, I've got a few good performances under my belt, but at the end of the day, I'm only a small cog in the Sligo Rovers machine. So I think, yeah, just kind of happy to be playing week in, week out, I suppose, yeah.
Well, let me put it another way. The way you've been playing in midfield would suggest you are becoming an automatic pick?
Well, I wouldn't complain if that was the case, yeah. But, yeah, I suppose I've gotten a lot more game time this year than I have in the previous year and a half, I suppose. So, yeah, I can't complain, really.
What's the biggest improvement in your own game, would you say, this season?
I think confidence, maybe that'll be a big one for me. Just, I suppose, having to go out and kind of impose myself on games, and just yeah, I think that'll be really it for me. I feel the more and more games I get under my belt, kind of my confidence is boosted, so I think that'll be one for sure, yeah.
Yeah, I actually saw a few backhanded compliments to you during the course of the season from Rovers fans, Niall, where they kind of were encouraged to see, they knew your football ability, your technical ability was always good, but they're seeing a bit more meat on the bone from you this season. You got an occasional yellow card, but people saw that was kind of your game maturing, that you're able to mix it in the midfield area when you need to.
I think so, yeah. Maybe that's just kind of coming up to speed with the game, getting a little bit more experience. Sometimes you do pick up a few yellows on the way, but yeah, I think that was something I had to add to my game, a bit of physicality, and hopefully I'm by no means done with that, so I can still progress a lot more in that regard, I think. So yeah, definitely that's another one for sure.
What was morale like after the Shelburne result last Sunday?
It was low enough, to be honest with you. We all knew what was on the line. It was a really big game for the whole club, and so unfortunately it didn't happen on us for the night. So Yeah, I think we were fairly down in the dumps, but there's not too much time to dwell on that. I suppose we still have a big run in till the end of the season, so we'll obviously learn our lessons from that game and take it into the next few weeks.
Yeah, and if a European finish in terms of the league looks a big ask at this stage, you still have that FAI Cup quarter-final coming over the horizon.
Yeah, I suppose a European finish, it's not impossible, but I suppose the odds are against our favour at the moment. We'd be hoping for a few other teams to slip up. But yes, and like you said, the Cup, it's always massive for Sligo Rovers, so we'd be looking to go out and get a good Cup run as well.
And lastly, at a time when a sport is falling by the wayside, it's just the elite sport like the League of Ireland that's still standing. How conscious are you of the importance of that for the public, that they can still either see or listen to or keep track of their local soccer team?
Yeah, I think anyone involved in elite sports is very grateful that we can still continue our season and train in a way. But yeah, I think it is. It's a big morale boost for, I suppose, people that aren't able to get out to the games, obviously, during these times, when even if they're stuck at home and can just switch on a game or something, you know. So I think it is. It's important for people to have something to be able to watch and follow and, I suppose, have an interest in, you know.
Leitrim's Niall Morrohan, he's just 20 and he's a Sligo Rovers player for another extra season after putting pen to paper this week. A reminder that Sligo Rovers against Derry City will be live next Sunday afternoon from 4, the FAI Cup quarter-final here on Ocean FM Sport on Sunday. And as last night was the last home league game of the season, the Bit of Red Supporters Trust are now opening up voting nominations for Rovers Player of the Year, as voted by the Bit of Red Supporters Trust. The three nominees are the man we've just heard, Niall Morrohan, that won't come as a surprise to you, Captain Kyle Callum McFadden, and goalkeeper and member of the Republic of Ireland under 21 squad, Ed McGinty. If you want to cast your vote, you can do so on borst.ie.
The Rovers Review on Ocean FM Sport.